Hey guys, it's Jade Hoover with the Why the Hell Not podcast, and today we are going to talk about the power of time. Now, this is going to be short and sweet, but I think that this is going to be such a huge reminder, okay? So, I've been a part of this industry and owning my own time, owning my own business now for almost 7 years. And I remember when I got started and I was looking at all these leaders, people who were like making money that just I couldn't even wrap my brain around. Someone making $10,000 a month or you know, however much money they were making. People who had accomplished like high promotions and earned bonuses, just did things that I didn't even know were possible, right? And I was looking at them and I'm like, my God, they've been doing this for 2 years or 4 years or 5 years. And it just seemed like a lifetime, like forever. It just seemed like forever. And I would sit where I was and it would kind of give me this like unsettledness and kind of this anxiety because I kept asking myself, like, how in the heck am I supposed to go from here to there? Because when you're in this moment right now, and I talk about 2 years from now, it can seem like forever, but it can also, in the same token, seem so short, right? Like, so it just depends on your mindset towards time, if it's quick or slow, right? My oldest child, who's a boy, Levi, he is going to be 8 years old this month. He's going to be in third grade. And I mean, it seems like just yesterday, he was a year old. Like, it's just crazy. My oldest daughter is going to be turning 3 next weekend. And when I had her, I was in one of the like hardest points in my life. I had a miscarriage. My marriage wasn't good. There was a lot of things. And I look how quickly 3 years have gone by. And it's so long, but it's so short. And the shortness just comes from, holy cow, that was just 3 years ago. And that went by like this. But it seems like such a long time when you're looking at it. So it's kind of like walking uphill seems really hard, but walking downhill is easy. And looking at your future and looking at the things that you want to accomplish looks like that uphill battle. It looks hard. It looks like intimidating. It looks a lot. But once you get to the top of the hill and you're walking downwards because you've already gone up the hill, you realize how quickly it goes. It's crazy. So with the power of time, when you guys are setting off this year, this year, the next 5 years, this decade, we have a brand new decade, and you get intimidated by time and you feel like time is like dragging you down, or how am I supposed to accomplish this either right now or in the next 5 years? Like, if you look at time as a negative or positive thing, as long or short, regardless, time is going to go by anyways. And you only get one today. And you only get this moment right now. You need to cherish the time that you have right now. So if you're in business for yourself and you only get this day today, this 24 hours, you only get this one time. And every minute that you spend is so important that a lot of people will say, I can't work this business because I feel guilty because I'm not spending this time with my kids. Like, I want to spend this time with my kids. But then in the time that you're spending with your kids, you're watching YouTube or Facebook videos, or you're texting your friends, you're not even spending time with your kids. But what if you compartmentalize your day and your time to where when you are with your family or when you are handling your excuses, because our excuses are also the reason why we got started, right? Let's be real. I got started so I can have more time and more money. I can't use more time and more, or not enough time and not enough money as an excuse as to why I can't have more of it. I can't do that. They cancel each other out. That can't be an excuse and a why, a purpose at the same time. It doesn't work, right? So if I have a lot of kids and I have this business, a lot of goals and a lot of dreams, that means that I have to use my time wisely and purposefully, because time is gonna go by anyways. How many of you guys procrastinated paying a bill or making a phone call that you needed to make or writing a letter or doing whatever? You're supposed to send a gift and you procrastinated. And next thing you know, time just slipped away. And next thing you know, it's a week or two later and you're super behind and you're like, holy cow, how did this 2 weeks just fly by? You know, you procrastinated with your business. You didn't post today, or you didn't reach out to people today. You didn't follow up today. And next thing you know, it's 3 days later, and now you're feeling behind. Now you know how quickly time goes by, how precious it is, and how serious you need to take it. So for me, I had to have this realization that I was like, how am I supposed to do this? I don't have enough time. Like, I have more kids. How am I going to go ambassador for me again? Because I'm already ambassador. I get to do it again. How am I going to do that now that I have more kids and like less time? And then I realized this one day, the girls were playing on the floor and I was just watching videos from my phone. I was trying to just keep myself busy. And I realized, how dare I waste their time with these stupid videos? I'm over here trying to entertain myself, trying to distract myself from the things that I know that I need to do. I don't know why, it was just like a light bulb moment. And so now when I have my working time, when my kids are at school and I'm working my business hours, and yes, you should have business hours, whether that's 1 hour or 8 hours a day, whatever you can give, you have business hours. You are a business owner. If you want this business to treat you like a CEO of a business, you treat it like a business. You open that business every day, consistently, discipline, determination, okay? I had to treat it seriously. So now when I run my business hours, I work my dang business. And when I'm with my family, I'm with my family. And I don't waste either of those things time with TV or silly things or phone conversations. I treat my time like it is important and like it is precious. And like once I give that time, I cannot get it back. I can't get it back. And I don't ever want to look back and say, I wish I would have. I should have. No. I use it purposefully, because 3 years with my sweet little Lennox went by so fast. And 8 years with my sweet little Levi went by so fast. Time is going to go by fast. And I promise you, you're going to feel a hell of a lot better about what you are doing with your life and your time when you are just being purposeful. And I know that there are moments when you feel pressure and anxious and you're like, how the heck am I even supposed to do this? And am I enough? And sometimes we just play possum and we're like, whatever, like if this isn't going to work for me, I'm just going to keel over dead because my business is going to die anyways. Like, this isn't going to work. So I'm just going to play possum. I'm going to pretend I'm dead and do nothing. Sister, don't do that to yourself. That is what wimps do. That is what weak people do. You are not weak. You are not a wimp. You are strong. You are powerful. And you are successful. You treat your time as precious. You treat it like gold. Because we don't get time back. And that is why we are in business for ourselves. That is the power of time. I love you guys so much. Make sure you share this on your social medias. Tag me. Let me know what you want to hear from me next. I love you guys so much. This is your year.